This is cursed.
Oh, wait. Oh, oh my God. I'm so sorry. Okay. So we just want to say thank you. We're sorry that we had technical issues. On top of that, we got like 1 minute left. It's like 6:59. I just want to say, if y'all wasn't rocking with this show, I'm sorry. This show was really just random. We had a lot of technical difficulties. Like, really, like, you couldn't hear our audio. You could only really hear our mic, so we kind of had to do everything off a phone.
Yeah, our computer pretty much.
Yeah. Our computer basically just died on us. We just want to say we're really sorry. And I couldn't and shoulda and woulda wrote a letter, but a speech that I reached the streets is much better.
You are listening to WGXC ICRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Saturday, June 18th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC, including at 10 a.m. it's time to turn on the news with a coup and a con. At noon, it's time for the countdown with all sorts of new music from the past week, including tracks from Oneida, Horse Girl, and They Hate Change. At 1 p.m. on In My Room Radio, we hear from People Like Us, Alien Radio, and Clara Rouse. 3 p.m., the Nerf B Radio crew is the featured artist on the Radio Art Hour. And then we have live performances in the WGXC ACRA studio at 4 p.m. with Anastasia Clark and Letitia Tsunami. 6 p.m., the Framework Show has composers listening to field recordings and turning them into works of art. This week, the Framework Show turns 20 years old. The first broadcast on June 14th in 2002 features works from Asmus Tichins, Kasia Lindgren, Hiroko Kimoya, and Reynolds from Argentina. 7 p.m. on the All Things Cage show, Lara Kuhn talks with Ray Cass and Morris Graveson about John Cage. And 10 p.m. it's time for the Tabs Out show with all the latest noise on cassette at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And on Bound by Books, I'm generally joined by some young friends, but nobody was available this week, so it's just me. But I am going to share some books that are coming up that I think will be of interest to a lot of young readers, and I'm going to even share one for adult readers. So working our way up the age groups, let's start with a graphic novel for kids. It is volume 2 of the Sir Ladybug series by Corey R. Tabor. I loved book 1 in this series, and I've loved other books by this author as well, and I'm really excited to see what happens next to our insect friends. So here is the description. Sir Ladybug, the Duke of the Dandelion Patch, champion of truth and justice, is on a new quest. He and his herald, Pell, and his trusty squire, Sterling, will have to be extra clever to outwit the mean Queen Bee. Woven seamlessly into this funny and surprising story are the themes of friendship, bravery, teamwork, creative thinking, and helping others. With warmth and heart, surprising and delightful asides, and a memorable cast of characters, this series will appeal to avid and reluctant readers alike. And so, as you may have guessed by the title and some of the descriptions, this is set in a garden world. The main character is a ladybug, and your friends are a pillbug, and a snail, and the queen bee, I guess, is a central character in this book. So look forward to checking that out when it comes out on June 28th, a little bit later this month. So that's Sir Ladybug and the Queen Bee by Corey R. Tabor. And the first book, Sir Ladybug, is already out, and you can borrow it from your library or find it at your favorite independent bookstore. Next up, I have a middle grade chapter book, which we've talked about on the show a little bit before. So that is The Kaya Girl by Momley Wolo. We had the author visit a couple months back at the library for an author talk. And I know my co-host Jada read the book in preparation for that author talk and loved it. So I'm looking forward to reading this as well. Here's the description. This rags-to-riches story by an award-winning Ghanaian author has page-turning appeal with luminous literary resonance. Writing with effortlessly engaging prose, Wolo showcases the interweaving layers of Ghanaian culture to create a prismatic, multifaceted world in which two young girls, against all odds, are able to find each other. When Faiza, a Muslim migrant girl from northern Ghana, and Abina, a wealthy doctor's daughter from the south, meet by chance in Accra's largest market, where Faiza works as a porter, or Kaya girl, they strike up an unlikely and powerful friendship that transcends their social inequities and opens up new worlds to them both. Set against a backdrop of class disparity in Ghana, the Kaya girl has shades of the kite runner in its unlikely friendship and of slumdog millionaire as Faiza's life takes unlikely turns that propel her thrillingly forward. As, over the course of the novel, Abina awakens to the world outside her sheltered, privileged life, the novel explores a multitude of awakenings and the opportunities that lie beyond the breaking down of barriers. This is a gorgeously transporting work, offering vivid insight into two strikingly diverse young lives in Ghana. So that's The Kaya Girl by Momley Wolo. It also comes out June 28th, and I am looking forward to checking that out. I don't think I've read many books for kids set in Africa that are also written by authors from the country in which they're set. So I'm excited to check this out and see if it lives up to the rave review that Jada gave this book. Moving on to teen fiction, there's a new book that just came out this week by Joanna Ho, called The Silence That Binds Us. And I'm pretty sure this is her first young adult novel. I've read some picture books by her and some children's nonfiction, but I think this is her first novel. It's, I'm pretty confident it's her first novel for teens. But it is called The Silence That Binds Us, and here's the description. Maybelline Chen isn't the Chinese Taiwanese American daughter her mother expects her to be. May prefers hoodies over dresses and wants to become a writer. When asked, her mom can't come up with one specific reason for why she's proud of her only daughter. May's beloved brother, Danny, on the other hand, has just been admitted to Princeton. But Danny secretly struggles with depression, and when he dies by suicide, May's world is shattered. In the aftermath, racist accusations are hurled against May's parents for putting too much pressure on him. May's father tells her to keep her head down. Instead, May challenges these ugly stereotypes through her writing. Yet the consequences of speaking out run much deeper than anyone could foresee. Who gets to tell our stories and who gets silenced? It's up to May to take back the narrative. So that book sounds like a tough read, but also an interesting read and empowering read. And I'm excited to check it out because I have read her picture books. She has Eyes That Kiss in the Corners and Eyes That Speak to the Stars. And then she did a book called Playing at the Border, A Story of Yo-Yo Ma, which I also enjoyed. So I look forward to checking this out. I like when authors change age groups that they're writing for, or formats of storytelling. And I have one other teen book to share. It's a graphic novel, and it is by Tilly Walden, who is one of my favorite graphic novel artists and authors. I love her works. They're very interesting and different. And I'll read basically anything she puts out. So this is no exception. And this is called Clementine. It's book one of a trilogy. And it comes out June 28th, and it's set in the world of The Walking Dead, which is Robert Kirkman's series, which I really liked the graphic novels at the beginning and the show at the beginning, and my interest in them sort of faded over time, although I've kept watching and reading them. I finished the graphic novel series this past year, I think, and the show is still ongoing. So yeah, I'm curious to see how Tilly Walden fits into this world. So here is the description for that one. Acclaimed author Tilly Walden enters the world of Robert Kirkman's The Walking Dead as 17-year-old Clementine must learn the difference between living and surviving in this intimate coming-of-age YA graphic novel trilogy. From the world of Robert Kirkman's The Walking Dead, Clementine lives. Clementine is back on the road, looking to put her traumatic past behind her and forge new path all her own. But when she comes across an Amish teenager named Amos with his head in the clouds, the unlikely pair journeys north to an abandoned ski resort in Vermont, where they meet up with a small group of teenagers attempting to build a new walker-free settlement. As friendship, rivalry, and romance begin to blossom amongst the group, the harsh winter soon reveals that the biggest threat to their survival might be each other. And so, yeah, I'm curious about this book. I looked up the character online because I did not recall a character named Clementine from the Walking Dead universe, and the description made it sound like it was a character that I should maybe know. And it turns out Clementine is a character in a video game, and there's some people that have reviewed this book online that really don't like it because of how it changed things from the video game, or they think it's weird that it's based on a video game character. But I have faith in Tilly Walden, so I will try it out and I'll report back. But I can't compare it to the video game because I've never played it, so maybe I'm in luck there. But yeah, so that's Clementine, book one by Tilly Walden. And for an adult book that just came out this week that I am excited to read, I wanted to highlight Boys, Beasts, and Men by Sam J. Miller, who is a local author. He grew up here in Hudson and has come to do book talks in the area several times, both at the library, TSL, Spotty Dog. Definitely a friend of Hudson, and we hope that we're a friend of his too. We've had Sam on the radio show as well on Bound by Books a couple times when he's come for the Hudson Children's Book Festival and when he first released a young adult novel, his first novel. And so this book is a short fiction collection, and I am very excited to check it out. And this one is not geared for young adults like some of his other ones were, but there might be some crossover potential. But yeah, here is the description. In Nebula Award-winning author Sam J. Miller's devastating debut short fiction collection, featuring an introduction by Amal El-Mokhtar, queer infatuation, inevitable heartbreak, and brutal revenge seamlessly intertwine. Whether innocent, guilty, or not, even human, the boys, the beasts, and men roaming through Miller's gorgeously crafted worlds can destroy readers, yet leave them wanting more. Despite his ability to control the ambient digital cloud, a foster teen falls for a clever con man. Luring bullies to a quarry, a boy takes clearly enumerated revenge through unnatural powers of suggestion. In the aftermath of a shape-shifting alien invasion, a survivor fears that he brought something out of the Arctic to infect the rest of the world. A rebellious group of queer artists create a new identity that transcends even the anonymity of death. Sam J. Miller shows his savage wit, unrelenting candor, and lush imagery in this essential career retrospective collection, taking his place alongside legends of the short fiction form such as Carmen Maria Machado, Parson McCullers, and Jeff Vandermeer. And that just came out this week. We did not get our copy yet at the library. I keep waiting for it to come. I really am excited to read this. I've been waiting a while. Please come, books. Maybe it'll come by the time this airs on the radio. Maybe by the time you're listening, we will have that book. But very excited for it. I've read Sam's other releases and really enjoyed them. I think he has an interesting voice, and I love his storytelling and his writing. And he's just a really nice guy, so that helps. So that's Boys, Beasts, and Men by Sam J. Miller. And again, that's a book for adult readers, or geared towards adult readers. And so those are my book highlights for the week. I hope you'll check some of those out or find some other great reads to enjoy these coming weeks. Before we sign off for the day, I wanted to highlight some special events this weekend around Juneteenth. So first off, there's the 3rd annual Juneteenth celebration at the Hudson Waterfront Park, and they're going to have 3 days or nights of activity. So starting off Friday night, June 17th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Waterfront Park, there's going to be an outdoor film screening of the movie Miss Juneteenth. And then the following night, Saturday, same time, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., there'll be the Revival of the Fittest lip sync show, which is always fun. And on Sunday is the day-long celebration with music, vendors, local artist showcase, youth talent show, games and prizes, wellness check-ins, community conversations, and more. So that is Sunday, June 19th from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're grateful for the organizers for putting this together. We'll be down at the waterfront on Sunday with our friends, the Little Free Libraries. We're doing some book giveaways for kids and teens. So stop on by if you'd like to pick up a free book, and hope to see you there. It's a fun event every year that we look forward to. Also this month, in through June 30th at Lightforms Art Center, there is a really wonderful exhibit called Who We Be, an exhibition and celebration of Black life in Columbia County. So it's curated by Tanya Jackson. It is just a really special exhibit highlighting really amazing people, past and present, who have had an impact on Columbia County Black life. And we have some materials from the library's history room that are included in the exhibit. And then there are so many different community members who have contributed to this exhibit with ephemera, pictures. There's beautiful portraits of various people from the community with quotes. It's just a very special exhibit, artwork from different age groups. You really just have to check it out. So I hope you'll go see that sometime through June 30th. Gallery hours are Friday afternoons, 3 to 7, and then Saturdays and Sundays from 11:30 to 5, or by appointment calling Lightforms Arts Center at 917-330-6262. There's also the Hudson's Catskill Housing Coalition is hosting a books and barbecue program on Saturday, June 18th from 12 to 2 p.m. at their new location, 47 North 5th Street, just next door to the library, right across State Street from the library. And they're going to have readings from Pamela Badilla, and presumably they're going to have barbecue because it's called Books and Barbecue. I'm not sure who's doing the barbecue, but I'm sure it'll be tasty. And we're going to have some book giveaways there as well from us and the Little Free Libraries. So again, so many opportunities to get books this weekend. You should probably check out some of these events. You can see Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition's new space. You can come down to the beautiful waterfront and get some books while you're at it. And celebrate Juneteenth. So we hope to see you sometime this weekend, and I'm hoping that next week I will not be on the radio by myself. I'll have my tween and teen co-hosts back with me, but I hope you out there listening and my tween and teen co-hosts who couldn't join me today out there listening have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books, because that's what we do on Bound by Books. Until then, happy reading. Together, my own life.